SS Titanic appeared the very symbol of a way of life, prosperous, inevitable.
Reg Dean was 9 years old and in a field on his uncle's farm when he heard that the Titanic had sunk.
I was walking in the field when my father told me.
Reg Dean was born in Tunstall in Staffordshire in 1902 and moved to Derbyshire in 1947. He's a reverend and was an army chaplain in Burma and India during World War II. He was also involved in groups such as Amnesty International. Reg loved acting and singing and set up the Dalesman Male Voice Choir based in the Derbyshire Dales. And at the weekend, around 50 choir members came to wish Reg happy birthday, but they couldn't all fit in his room, so they serenaded him from below his window.
And the same to you.
And the same to you.
As Reg Dean becomes a super centenarian at the age of 110, he certainly has a great sense of humour and is a charming man who greets me with a kiss on my hand. Reg has been married 3 times, the last time 40 years ago when he was 70. He's fathered 2 children and has 2 grandchildren. Reg now lives on his own in a flat in a supported housing complex in Wirksworth, while his wife lives in Yorkshire and visits regularly. Reg tells me he married women who were a bit younger than him.
My first wife was 10 years younger. My second wife was 20 years younger. My third wife was 30 years younger. That's an amazing statement, but it's true.
You would always want to wear it. I didn't know what to get you.
As Reg gets cards and presents from visitors, he says having good friends is one of the reasons he thinks he's still around, as well as his faith and his meat-free diet.
Oh, have good friends. My religion. Do things for joy, not for prize. And the last one, become a vegetarian because of my love for animals.
Well, that's all good stuff. What have his vices been?
I smoked a pipe for 50 years, but I don't eat cake. It's rather dry. I would like fish and chips, semolina, rice pudding, any kind of fruit.